Welcome. Thank you all for coming, braving this cold weather to help us celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Primates World Relief and Development Fund. And although we might be few in the pews, I was just in the kitchen to get some water, and it doesn't seem to have diminished the amount of food that's come for coffee. So we can really party hearty. And it's worth celebrating 60 years of reaching out to a hurting world with compassion, trying to build a more just and peaceful society, believing that, as the gospel said today, inasmuch as you do it to one of the least of these, you do it to Jesus himself. And the Primates Fund, as I say, has been doing that for 60 years, and they're a valuable instrument, if you like, that we can use to love our neighbors, whether they're next door or halfway around the world. So, to be upfront with you, yes, this is an attempt to get you to give money to support the Primates Fund work around the world. You can do it in your offering envelopes, just specify where the money should go, or there's also a blue envelope in with each pack, one blue envelope per month. You can take an easy way and do it as we do by direct debit, and I know some do already, and that's lovely. And you can donate on the website, of course. But whichever way you choose to do, and I hope you will choose to give, I don't think you'll ever make a better investment. Because the dividends that that money pays come in the form of healthy babies, children who can now go to school, a farmer who can feed his family, and a village that has access to clean water for the first time. The projects PWRDF funds are relatively small. They don't build great infrastructure projects like we're blessed with in Calgary on the road down to by the 22X there. They manage with small things. And as Dorothy said on the video, the projects are always initiated by the communities that they will benefit. PWRDF isn't in the business of telling people, we know what's best for you and we will make sure you get it. The communities decide on their own priorities, and they request help from PWRDF, and then PWRDF works alongside them. The people work on the project themselves, are taught to run it themselves, and eventually PWRDF can withdraw and leave them to it, so that it always is fostering independence and self-sufficiency. And that's walking alongside, working alongside, is the idea of partnership, which is at the heart of all the things that PWRDF does. And another way they work in partnership is with other churches and organizations, aid organizations. One large alliance is the ACT Alliance, which is Action for Churches or by Churches Together. And I always like that, because when we work together and stop squabbling about our denominational differences, it seems to me that we represent the church most truly, as it should be. The partnership with other organizations all around the world also helps PWRDF when it's doing its relief work, which is what started the fund, actually. Nowadays, by the time we hear about some disaster on the news, PWRDF or one of its partners, who is already on the spot, will be busy helping with the relief effort. And that's important because often in disasters, it's the first days and sometimes the first hours which are the most important time. So PWRDF is right in there from the beginning. And then, when the emergency response is over, and the responders have gone home, PWRDF stays, because in the aftermath there's a lot of work to be done too, and rebuilding and re-establishing communities can take a very long time after a disaster, especially in the less developed parts of the world. And PWRDF has always claimed to be there, in for the long haul, is the phrase that they use. And our funds support that too. Then another responsibility the fund has is to work for the protection of refugees. And at the moment, with the huge numbers of displaced people and refugees around the world, that's a pretty scary task. However, not beyond what God can do, of course. A bit like a valley with lots of dry bones in it, which we might have heard of somewhere. And PWRDF calls to us to join hands in faith and proclaim a vision of hope, much like Ezekiel's vision. And we can do that. We can bring hope. We can bring hope to refugees, just as we did with the Al-Jabawi family that we helped to sponsor. And through that sponsorship, many of us know firsthand the joy that this work can bring. It's not a coincidence that PWRDF describes itself as working in joy and struggle alongside their partners. Because while it is a struggle, when you look at some of the mess in the world, it's also about bringing joy and hope. And I suspect those are two of the most valuable commodities that you could offer to people. And that's what we're called to do. It seems to me you can't read the Bible and not believe that Jesus calls you to go out and be his hands and feet in the world and do this. It's inescapable wherever you want to look. As Bill might say, it's in the book, right? So what are we going to do? What will our hands do? We'll say in the offering prayer, we offer you the work of our hands. And of course, that has two meanings. We're offering money this morning because that's what the work of our hands has produced in part. And we also offer what we do. As I said to the children, people will know a lot about you by what you employ your hands to do, whether they're helping or hurting. So, while it's appropriate and very fitting, I think, to give thanks and to celebrate what has been done over the last 60 years, it's also usual on an anniversary to look forward as well, isn't it? To the next 60 years, what can we do? Or perhaps we should take it one year at a time, and one day at a time, whatever works. But what will we do? How will people see us? Will our hands reach out to the world as the hands of Jesus to help, to treat people with compassion, to honor their personhood? Because we're all children of God, aren't we? PWRDF asks us to pray, act, and give. And you see that out on the display in the hall. And I'd like to just, plagiarize that a little bit and ask that we pray as though it all depends on God. And then act and give as though it all depends on us. May it be so.